Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by March 3, 2014. Further information concerning the FCC's broadcast license renewal process is available at the station at Brandeis University, third floor of the FCC, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
And this is Car Talk, WBRS 100.1 FM Waltham, brought to you personally by Cabbie's Pizza and Subs. Located at 559 South Street, right next to the train tracks, Cabbie's provides everything from pizza to baklava at prices that college students can't afford.
You have that memorized.
I don't actually. It's taped up over there. That's why I'm looking at. I can't read it very well.
Well,
so
you normally don't
delivery
make eye contact,
and pickup are available. Their number is 781-899-7132. And, oh, the hour is odd this time. The Hoot, Brandeis University's community newspaper, available in print or online at thebrandeishoot.com, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. And finally, by the students of Brandeis University, to make a request, call 781-736-5277. Send an instant message to... How do you send an instant message?
Please don't send us an instant message.
Nobody knows how... We wouldn't know how to check it.
You. There's an AOL account.
Wait, we have an what's the AOL account? I will add us on AOL check. Chat. Did you know my brother got his first computer virus on AOL chat? Thanks. That one's to you, Ben. Okay, so this is Car Talk with Nate and Connor. Or with Connor and Nate. At our brand new time of Thursdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Unless the punk before us continues to not show up, in which case we're going at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, so you know, keep watching this space. We have a good theme for you. It's, I think, an optimistic look at the new year and all that lies in store for every one of us. If not this year, then some point in the future. So, without further ado, this is Car Talk.
Deadlier than Dracula, wilder than the werewolf, more frightening than Frankenstein, you'll see a creature of the damned, damning the living to destruction when you see the horror work of the She-Beast.
Left in a graveyard like the one I call home. And when she wears rigor mortis, momentum. I ain't gonna play because I know just where she send them.
Bad boy fan, crying at my funeral. Said, buddy, I'm afraid to be alone, 'cause I got some weird ideas in my head about things to do in Denver when you're dead. I was working on a steak other day, and I saw Woody in the Rattlesnake Cafe, dressed in black, tossing back a shot of rye, finding things to do in Denver when you die. You won't need a cab to find a priest, maybe you should find a place to stay, place where they never change the sheets, and you just roll around Denver all day. Go. And home is just a place to hang your head, dream up things to do in Denver when you're dead. You won't need a cab to find a priest, maybe you should find a place to stay, someplace where they never change the sheets, and you just pull around Denver all day. You just roll around Denver all day.
So those last few songs were Barrett.
Can't Play Dead by The Heavy.
I was starting backwards.
No, you start... No, don't do that.
Okay.
Ready to Die by Biggie.
God, I hate
and
you.
Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead by Warren Zevon. Well, that was some nice. That was some nice harmonizing. Can you? Could you pause the music so it stops playing while we're playing you? Okay, thanks.
So, in case you have not yet figured out our theme, if anyone would like to call in with guesses, that would be awesome.
Or text us, or tweet at me.
Or me.
No, don't tweet at her.
No, I totally have a better Twitter account than you do. Gil thinks I'm good.
Gil, if you want to text in who you think is better, it'd be very much appreciated. I guess so. We'll play some more songs before we say the theme, but by then you'll probably get it.
It's pretty obvious.
It's like it's in like all of these
song titles.
The titles.
So
yes. Don't be dumb. Guess the theme. So it's the first week of classes here at the Brandeis University. Everybody hates their lives, I think.
I don't have anything to do yet, and it's actually mind-numbingly boring.
That's actually like mostly true for me too. But I'm also only taking three classes, suckers. So
I have actually no response to that.
I'm gonna just sit around and laugh at people.
So the mind-numbing...
Think of themes for Kartok or stuff.
The mind-numbingly boring life will continue right up to finals.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Drink a lot.
This isn't productive, so we're going to play more music. And Connor's not going to goof up the transitions.
Sorry.
On the lone prairie... the coyotes wail and the wind blows free. And when I die, don't bury me 'neath the western sky on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. These words came soft and painfully from the pallid lips of a youth who lay on his dying bed at the break of day. But we buried him there on the lone prairie, where the rattlesnakes hiss and the wind blows free. In a shallow grave, no one to grieve, 'neath the western sky on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. These words came soft and painfully from the pallid lips of a youth who lay on his dying bed at the break of day. On his dying bed at the break of day.
Like a tin can feeding, like a skin hand bleeding, like a tramp choir crying, like a campfire dying, like a big dog breeding, like a pig hog feeding, like a topped hat tipping, like a drop rat skipping, like a tin horn glowing, like a gin storm blowing, like a necktie flapping, like a rich guy clapping, like a big fool crawling, like the rig tool falling, like a back door squeaking, like a crack or tweaking. What is it like? What is it like after we die? Like a string that's broken, like a thing that's smoking, like a blue flame burning, like a new brain learning, like a more cold coffee, like a pull softly, like a declining graveyard, like a shining brave star, like a child that's fainting, like a wild ass painting. What is it like? What is it like after we die?
Thank you. sisters I slew, and with all of my might I prayed hard for you in Haiti at night. Your skin has turned blue and your hair has turned white. Must be the voodoo of this Haitian moonlight. We can't take day trips, but oh, those moonlight strolls. Dressed up in silk slips, high heels and mink stoles. You swear though your hips as I work the controls. No blood ever drips when I'm rotting your holes. Zombie boy, zombie boy, zombie boy, zombie boy. You seem to have died of some form of the pox. They left you inside your tiny black box. I heard when you cried and I answered your knocks. Let's make you a bride with another two pots. You look pretty pure for so long in the ground. You smell like a sewer but you don't make a sound. I feed you ordure to keep Bootsy's spellbound. I like to be sure you'll be sticking around. Zombie boy, zombie boy, zombie boy, zombie
coming, leave your body at the door. down the street. I was hit by something last night.
Was Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo, and prior to that, Zombie Boy by The Magnetic Fields. And then Tom Waits, After You Die.
And then Bury Me on the Lone Prairie by William Elliott Whitmore. The computer's really far away from me, and I have like a 2-year-old prescription, so I can't actually read the things.
He's also super blind.
Yo, that's discriminatory.
So,
what if I don't get a job because you said that on the radio?
That's not the reason you would not get a job.
I'm going to sue you for, like,
there are going to be a lot of other
lost wages
above you being kind of blind. It's really funny because when he has his glasses off, he gets all squinty.
I can't see anything. It makes sense. So we're, instead of talking about anything relevant, we're going to talk about the band Death, which is a really good band.
No, this is relevant, because if you have not guessed our theme already, we're going to spoil it for you. It's songs about dead people.
Whoa.
And therefore,
you're all taken by surprise.
Death. Death is a really cool band.
Did we talk about how we watched this documentary about it, and it's so good, and you should all watch a band called Death?
Actually, you can in a couple of weeks at Chums with WBRS DJs.
I thought that wasn't allowed to be public.
It's okay, no one's listening. God.
Pretend you're a DJ.
If you're not, you can be one in like 3 minutes, so you guys should do that, and then you'll be allowed to come to the Death screening.
Wait, this is great. Since I'm not actually a DJ,
can I
come?
No, you can't.
Wait, really?
You can stand outside and watch through the window.
Well, I've already seen it.
Yeah, but not in the luxury of Chamondley's Coffee House with possibly free Cappy's
Pizza.
Hey,
they don't pay for advertising. Cappy's Pizza and Subs, everybody. But seriously, buy Cappy's Pizza and Subs.
No, but seriously, watch a band called Death.
Oh yeah, wait, way more than Cappy. Like, take all your pizza money and use it to buy a band called Death over and over again. Or buy their album. They have a really good album that just got released after like 30 years of lying in obscurity.
Well, is it an album or is it just the LP?
An LP is an album.
Well, it's only 3 songs.
No, it's an EP.
Whatever.
An LP means long play and an EP means like extended play. Okay. No, they do have an LP. It's they actually have 2 LPs.
Okay.
Full length albums.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. If you're at the Love Garden in Lawrence, Kansas, you can buy it on vinyl for like $15. Just, you know, I saw it there, but I didn't have any cash. So, yeah.
Anyway, if you don't know what we're talking about,
you should listen to more proto-punk.
It's a proto-punk band from the early 1970s in Detroit. And they were 3 brothers, and they are extraordinarily good.
They're really good. Even
so good.
Anyways, well, actually, they broke up a couple years after they failed to get an album out because of publisher problems.
Because nobody liked the name Death for a band,
which
it was like a big problem.
It's weird now because there's a pretty successful, I think, metal band called Death.
Yeah, and it makes it really hard.
But
to Google,
yeah,
though.
It's hard to Google because they're not.
The band called Death
is better than the other Death band. There's a whole genre that's death metal that has death in it, so I'm just upset.
So
they were too soon. It was
the
too
theme
soon.
Persnickety.
And they're one of the sons of the original bassist. Bassist?
Yes.
Yeah. Formed a kind of tribute punk band called Rough Francis that's based in Vermont, and they actually tour around the Northeast pretty regularly, I think.
And they still might be coming to Brandeis.
Wait, they might come to Brandeis? Tell me more.
Late March is the time they gave me, because I emailed them like a screaming little fangirl, which I totally am. And I am currently working on getting them booked for Chums in late March. It's not official yet, so I probably shouldn't be talking about it, but I'm just so excited, I can't help it.
I think we have one listener right now, so.
I don't know, maybe two.
Oh, wait, I turned the radio on in my room, so. Hey.
So you're just irritating your roommates now?
Yes. Why are we talking still? Let's play more music.
Know.
Press the play button.
Somebody got piece of you is falling away. But lift your fires, the western wailing. Build your muscles as your body decays. Yeah,
throw your line and play the game.
Yeah, let the anesthetic cover it all.
Till one day they call your name.
You know it's time for the hammer to fall. Much
to let go. We discussed over dinner how she would die before the day was done. So I caught her just in time to have a little fun. And you could use a little sun. So scream and holler, run and play. Wish you could die another day. I'm glad to say that I've done what I could to revive. My soft desire survived. And that she was alright when she was alive. Touches my cheek to catch a red tear. His chin feels rough as he whispers in my ear, tonight you will die as a Hitchcock starlet.
Before him shook with fear and did parted with young Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway, as Willie went down, he met the mayor of Cashel, a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, "Young man," said he, "your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me." And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan's wife had gone to town, provisions for to buy, and when she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. Said, "Hand to me that tenpenny as soon as Willie spoke." She handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak. For young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Now with this loaded blunderbuss, the truth I will unfold. He made the mayor to tremble, and he robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for his apprehension there, so he went horse and saddle to the mountains did repair.
Did young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan being an outlaw upon the mountains high, with cavalry and infantry to take him they did try. He laughed at them with scorn until at last was said, "Why, a false hearted woman he was cruelly betrayed." Was young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Hey!
It's clear you're very much alive. It's 2105. 22:40. No, it's 34:15. How can you still be living? What does this mean? You must honor and respect the older fellow, even as you suffocate him with his pillow. Though you're strong, he was wise. There is much you can learn from the sage, and though you leave and travel back to your own age, you will meet again, you two, in 2082. What was the look he gave intended to convey? Was there something else he was trying to say? It will all be revealed to you in 2082. Hey, little girl, what's the matter with you? Don't you like the things I do? You're wearing a frown. I've been shot down. Hey, little girl, I play a guitar. Shot down. Ah, thought you were having fun. Now see what you've done. Can't show my face in town, 'cause I've been shot down. Shut down.
So that was Shot Down by the Sonics, 2082 by They Might Be Giants, Goodbye Cruel World by Linda Griner?
Grenier?
I don't know how to say that name.
Grenier,
sure. Brennan on the Moor by the Clancy Brothers, Hitchcock Starlet by the Horror Pops, Necromancer by Gnarls Barkley, Hammer to Fall by Queen, and Somebody Got Murdered by the Clash.
We're not playing any metal songs. I'm sorry.
One day.
Maybe we'll do a whole show on metal sometime.
I just have learned of the existence of a genre called folk metal.
I think that's reasonable to me. That makes sense.
I'm not sure what it consists of, but it sounds great.
It's probably
pretty good.
Probably Celtic inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That works.
We're not exactly filling time till we can play the last song, but we are a little bit.
We want it to be exactly an hour.
Yeah, we do. Okay. So to close out this, I think, fine evening of car talking, we have The Sun Is Burning by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, and before we play it, I would like to give a big thank you to Ross Benar for giving us approximately 20 songs about dead people in the space of about 3 minutes.
Wait, was like off the top of his head?
Yes.
What? I'm impressed.
I was too. I was really impressed. Good. Thanks, nice. Man. You are an interesting dude.
You are top notch.
Good job.
All right, Simon Garfunkel, The Sun Is Burning.
Have a good night, guys.
strands of clouds go slowly drifting by. In the park, the lazy bees are droning in the flowers among the trees, and the sun burns in the sky. Now the sun is in the west. Little kids go home to take their rest, and the couples in the park are holding hands and waiting for the dark. And the sun is in the west. Now the sun is sinking low. Children playing know it's time to go. High above a spider appears, a little blossom blooms and then draws near, and the sun is sinking low. Now the sun has come to earth, shrouded in a mushroom cloud of death. Death comes in a blinding flash of hellish heat and leaves a smear of ash, and the sun has come to earth. Now the sun has disappeared, all is darkness, anger, pain and fear. Twisted, sightless wrecks of men go groping on their knees and cry in pain, and the sun has disappeared.
Okay, so we're back for one more second.
No, car talk is over.
No.
This is not canon.
I had never listened actively to those lyrics. That's really terrifying.
This is like the Gnostic stuff.
Like that. That's a nice
that's
little.
That's such a good song.
Wow.
It's so good. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed that.
Okay, guys. Kay. Good night. Don't die.
Good night, ladies.